we're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
Oh, cut me some slack. I'm doing this with one hand today. My hand. Look at my hand.
My hand.
All right, now that I've played all the tapes, the tough part's out. Let me see. I'm here. Mike.
Hello.
Rob.
Present.
Buzz.
Right.
Rockhead. Brohill. Oh, you know who we're forgetting? Pilgrim Phil.
Phil.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Look forward to seeing you tomorrow for drunk.
Yay.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year.
Not to be confused with Friday, which is traditionally the heaviest
shopping day of the year.
And all the ships at sea stand by for a program with huge, full breasts, supple thighs, sexy legs.
Yeah.
Happy Turkey Day from Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Lots of white meat on this show, too, Robbie.
Good-looking white meat.
That's a well-crafted intro the boy put together.
Eat it, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And hello, listen, thank you for listening. Don, Mike, right here from the studios of WJFK in Washington, D.C.
Travel day, honey.
Doing this show today via the auspices of the Westwood One Radio Network, the world's number one syndicator of radio programs.
Yes, absolutely.
It is Wednesday, November 24. Telephone number 1-877-365-3636. Oh, I almost forgot the shout out. Ken, Jeremy, Big Daddy Mel, Donald D. from Who Would Represent a Monkey.
Yes, he'll be enjoying a fine big Thanksgiving bird.
And join us now in welcoming the man who is already cooking his bird, doing the crotch pot cooking this year. There is our friend.
You got bad breath, fellas. Bad breath.
Our friend Guy Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Well, great to be back today.
You're looking a little sore with your bandaged hand. That looks like, you know, that's like one of those old B-horror movies, the way they used to bandage somebody up, you know, when you sit there. But it would be like somebody who had fallen off a cliff and they were going to reveal the monster, you know. But all the bandages were around your head and you had the mummy hand.
Right, or like the Invisible Man.
That's
the way that the Invisible Man would...
You know something? That's probably what I was thinking of.
Or how about that episode of The Twilight Zone where the guy gets his face done.
Right.
He gets plastic surgery so he doesn't look weird anymore.
Right.
And the whole time you're only seeing it from the perspective of the guy looking through the eye holes.
Sure.
And they take all the bandages off and he looks at himself in the mirror. He's a real handsome dude like Clark Gable.
Right.
He looks at himself and he goes, oh, it didn't work.
Yeah.
And the reason is that, of course, he's like a Martian or something.
That's right. Absolutely.
And it was aliens that were performing the surgery on him.
You can't knock that Rod Serling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the late Rod Serling, he had his act together.
Yeah, so this bandage and this hand surgery that I had yesterday make me, if possible, have just, I have now just that much more patience for Dennis Murphy in his everyday life.
Oh, yeah, it's a little difficult to be down to one hand.
Well, you know, running the board here is nearly impossible. Driving, not easy. Had to have my wife buckle my pants for me today.
Do you know, though, after all these years, that you, with one hand, I would offer to help, but I know that if I offered to help and I got over there, it would sound worse with me with both hands than it does with you with one hand. So I
made it past the toughest part was playing all the tapes at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, right? And I saw you. It was almost like looking at a bad golf swing. You're throwing your shoulder out and you're shifting your weight to, you know, it was the reverse C and everything that I was seeing there.
Well, I want to thank the reverse C.
Yeah, that's a very
good. Who would that be, Mother Teresa?
Oh, God.
Kathy C. Gifford would be the positive C that Mother Teresa...
The anti-C.
Please, right. Wash my feet. She would be the anti-C.
Help me.
Well, I want to thank everybody at the hospital that took care of me the other night. They were all very nice. They all talked to me throughout the procedure.
Good.
I woke up a couple of times during the procedure. It was supposed to be a 25-minute snip.
It's not good, though, if you wake up and you're supposed to be under.
Yeah. Well, it turned out it took them an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So... At one point, I woke up,
it's the light. You were under a light anesthetic, right?
Yeah.
You weren't it wasn't the, you know, cut your gut open, put you out for 8 hours type of stuff that Buzz had gone through.
No, they didn't put the gas mask over my face and have me count back from 100.
Mm-hmm.
They just hooked me up to an IV.
Right.
And the guy said, 30 seconds from now, you're not going to even know that you're here. And you're going to wake up in 30 minutes and you're not even going to know that this is done. And they were wheeling me into the operating room. And I said, you know what? I don't feel a bung. Now, I'm out.
Right. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't remember when I had my shoulder surgery what they gave me and whether it was an IV or whether it was a gas mask. But the first question I asked you yesterday was nausea, because it is the worst
nauseous
feeling I've ever experienced after I was put under an anesthetic. Well, you were so messed up anyway. I mean, it's hard for you to remember.
I was out. No nausea here.
So yeah. It was, I guess, 40...
It's actually a legitimate side effect. They give you anti-nausea medication after you get nausea.
40 minutes or so into the operation, I woke up. And they were surprised that I woke up.
They give you a numbing agent, too, in the hand? Or?
Yeah, they totally numbed my whole arm.
Right.
I woke up, and all I could see was, you know, they had a sheet up, a sheet that was, like, by my shoulder, so I couldn't see anything.
Right.
And I couldn't move my arm, because my arm was all numbed up, and it was this, like, harness thing.
Right.
And I just went, hey, what are you guys doing? From around the corner, Tom, our friend, the orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah, great guy.
Who did the surgery. He peeked his head over, and he said, hey, you're not supposed to be awake.
Oh, really?
And
did that freak you out a little bit?
I was so out. I was like Elvis.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm like Elvis. I'm going, hi. And all I remember him saying is...
Call me if his condition worsens.
All I remember is the doctor saying, you've been snoring an awful lot.
Mm.
And then I guess they hooked some more juice up into my IV because the next thing, you know...
You went out to dreamland.
I'm out, and I was in the recovery room.
Oh, my God.
And it was done. And I took the bandage off.
Didn't they have to do it twice? They have to go back in or
something
like that?
Yeah, the first time they didn't... It's a long, boring story. When I broke the finger 5 years ago, because I never went to a doctor when I broke it, I just kind of went, oh, well, it's broken.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of healed itself. I went to a doctor, and... maybe a year later.
Right.
So what happens is there's a bone chip in there that had started to become
calcified.
Calcium deposit.
That could be a doctor. I've got that genetic structure. I've had medical people in my family.
Turned into a calcium deposit.
Right.
And then what happened is it started to mesh itself not only to the bone.
Fused to the bone.
But actually it was fused to my skin.
Mm-hmm.
So when they went in, they said, oh, we just can't chop this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
So they chopped it out and they had to put a little pin in my finger.
Jesus.
And that's a pretty cool scar that I have, don't you think?
This scar goes from the nail, right up where the nail is, you know, right where the nail starts in the cuticle area, and it goes all the way down, like halfway down his hand.
There's 28 stitches.
And it really looks like they peeled open your... You know what it looks like?
Peeled clean open.
Look like they filleted your hand.
28 stitches.
That's 28. Amazing.
Count them, Buzz. 28 stitches.
Okay.
It's a cool scar, man.
It's not stitches of like, you know, when you get like a gash in a hockey game or something.
Right.
This is the deep peeling back to skin. They filleted your hand.
Yeah, it's like think of that scar that Herman Munster has on his head.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
Wow.
So now, today what I'm wearing is, next week I guess I'm going to get a soft cast.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, because it's still oozing so much.
Right.
And I have to change the gauze 2 or 3 times a day.
What's the most stitches you've had before that?
This is it.
You've never had stitches?
Well, no, I've had like 6 stitches in my shoulder and a couple in my hand, but never this many.
Mm-hmm.
So every day, it's the last 2 days, I've had to take this off and re-gauze it.
Right.
And re-bandage it.
Yeah, nasty looking.
Well, I'm glad
but
I had it done.
It's not giving you a hell of a lot of pain, right?
Mike, as you know, I have a very high threshold. Of course, if I was in the slightest bit of discomfort, we would be playing the best of tapes today. Trust me.
So I guess they did an excellent job. Looking at that, I would have thought you'd be in a pretty good amount of agony. But I guess you can control the pain by keeping your hand still.
Yep, I'm supposed to keep it elevated.
Right.
I'm supposed to keep it still. That's why I got to keep it bandaged. And I just have to be careful today doing the show that because I'm like a bull in a freaking china shop that I don't wave my arms around.
Yeah.
And slam it into something.
Right.
But other than that, all is cool. Glad to be back.
Good.
Thank you for the call last night. Thank you, Buzz, for the call. Rob, I stared at the phone. And I said...
Rob, I learned a few years back. I forgot what he was going through, but I'll tell you, it was some medical procedure
or
something.
The calls are appreciated.
You got to log a call for him. He likes it.
Don't you remember?
Like
no, you're lying. I wasn't that out of it, Rob.
I called. I said, Don, watch Emerald. You'll love it.
Oh, that's funny.
No, you know as well as I do, my number's been blocked to your house. I tried and tried. Balled my fist. Couldn't make it happen.
Brain's on his game. You know, it's the day before a holiday. Brains came to play today.
I don't want to make you feel bad, Robbie, but I even got a call from Broyhill yesterday.
Oh,
now, that's... Well, there had to be a reason, huh?
Yeah, he was.
It was a business reason.
Yeah, it was nothing to do with my health, but, but technically, he did call yesterday.
Well, you were in my prayers, and I'm glad to see you're well.
All right. Shut up, you. So when we got done with the show Monday, I went rushing home to watch the King of Queens, and then as soon as the show's over, my wife had to take me to the hospital.
I have a story regarding that, incidentally, that I forgot to tell you in the office.
You know, a lot of our best work, I thought, was left on the editing room floor, like our big reaction scene to Kevin talking to Larry Romano.
Well, I was in a great deal of haste
as you know, to get home to watch King of Queens and, in such a degree of haste that upon hitting the freeway, I immediately got up to warp speed, and as soon as I hit warp speed...
One of Virginia State's finest?
One of Virginia's finest was right in back of me.
Oh, dear.
You may be getting that special license where Rob is going to have to drive you in with a rickshaw every day.
Yeah, it was a little dicey, but I don't know the trooper's name, but I will
tell you. Officer Friendly, I'm sure.
He was Officer Friendly because it was, in my humble opinion, miracle of miracles, the first time that I can remember in the last maybe 5 years that I was ever cut a break.
Oh, hey,
congratulations. I have never whined, sniveled, bordering on tears to an officer the way I did there. I was just sitting there. I was struggling to get my registration going, and I just told it like it was. I'm
going to be on TV
tonight. Said, I am going home to be on network television. And he said, he looked at the driver's license, and he said, well, just, you know, keep it together. And, you know, just remember, if you ever get up over this speed, you know, you're reckless driving. So, so back it off. I said, I'll behave all the way home. And it was that quick. And I just, he handed me back my license, which they do occasionally.
Right.
And I put the registration and I just looked at him because I heard these voices going, to me. You know, I'm a big fat slob guy. They don't do that. They don't give us breaks. They give little petite blonde women with big breast breaks.
Did you offer him sex?
No, not necessary. That's the other thing. It was so quick. It was so rapid that I got home just at apparently the moment they had gone into Cooper's Bar and caught the fantastic Larry Romano hemorrhoid, I can't sit still, leaning into my head at the moment that I would have been on television. You know, it was fine. It was just fine, but I'm sure you
We were certainly chopped out, man.
We were screwed.
We were chopped out. You know, they edited that show.
We were totally screwed.
They edited 100% different than it looked like they were filming it the day that we were there.
Right.
But did you all see the very pleasant surprise of the placement of your picture on the piano?
No.
Oh, no, I caught that. Miller walked down. That looked like stood right by it. All he could have done to make it more plain was to freaking point at it.
Really?
I mean, it was like a two-shot of you and your big 8x10.
I also had my system videotaping it, and I went back and watched it, and it was all snowy.
Even Carrie caught it, and she didn't even know to look for it. She noticed it right out of
the picture. Our picture on the piano got a lot more airtime than you or I did in the actual episode.
Well, in the second scene, I thought it was better for both of us. You got, it was brief, but you did get the great walk across with that great expression on your face when you were looking at me, because that's when it was towards the end of the day when they shot that scene, and we were a little goofy. And
well,
then
we thought we were drunk. We were drinking near beer and thought we were drinking real beer.
But what's great is in that scene, however brief, you get both of our acting jobs. You get, and the acting jobs, which consist of a smirk with you walking across and going, hey, how are you? And then me, when we right, as soon as I had that one little close up, it wasn't a close up, it was a close up of him, and I'm over his left shoulder.
Right.
When we raised the glass, and I'm going, yeah.
Saw that?
Yeah. And so, I mean, I wasn't disappointed. It's just, it's typical TV.
I think in the other scene, I actually got my fat face on a little more than you did.
You did indeed.
Just because of the way that they blocked
it
out.
And also your body was, you know, the jet shirt was seen a lot more. But, you know, the one moment, I'm not kidding you, in that first scene, as soon as they cut to the long shot, old Larry Batroom Romano, who now I hate, leaned forward, blocking out.
It was so embarrassing because I was sitting there,
so disappointing,
with Frida and Bart, and we're watching the show.
Right.
And when they started this scene, I said, "Okay, this is where Mike and I both have a reaction shot."
Yeah, I thought we'd really.
They did this scene three times. Everybody told us how great we were in this reaction shot.
It's just what you are. We're like
totally
plants.
Got cut out.
We're extras. We'll never, you know, it had been a long time since we'd done that kind of thing.
Right.
And I remember what it is. When you're extras, you're furniture.
You're expendable.
It doesn't matter where you
100%
are.
100% expendable.
We. You know what I wanted to ask you? Did you ever call that phone number and find out?
The show did not deliver the ratings we had promised.
Okay, well, that's it.
The show did not. No, I don't. That's not it. We're going to push Kevin James.
Well, I certainly
and push Leah Remini.
We go out there again, I'd like to get just a little more.
Well, the next time we go, I've already given him the plot line.
That's a good plot line.
Jerry Stiller calls a radio station and wins a contest.
Right.
We're the disc jockeys.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be our next role on King of Queens.
Absolutely.
Because next time we got to get just a little bit more.
Sure.
I saw you guys pretending to converse on the show. I thought you did a great job. I did see Mike react to Larry Romano as Larry was getting up to leave.
Yeah, but it was just a lot more choppy than
I understand.
I guess that's called editing, right?
I guess so.
I thought they didn't edit. I thought they just, like, laid it down, you know, and...
Well, you know, they did add a bunch of scenes.
Right.
That they didn't shoot that day, like where Kevin was playing basketball
with
Spence.
Uh-huh. That's the part where I laughed out loud, when he ran away, when she came to see him on the basketball court.
But I figured that 20 seconds, that was our 20 seconds of the show that they had cut out to put in the film the part.
Would you agree the show was funnier seeing it Monday night than it was when we were there?
Oh, absolutely.
It. In fact, the Spence parts were funny, too. I mean, because it was just, when we're watching that from a distance, you don't get the... I think I heard a bowling ball drop or something like that.
Yeah, no, the bowlers are here.
Oh, good.
The bowlers are here. The turkey bowling will happen.
Yeah.
So, listen, you know, technically, we were on King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Our faces were on. If you have freeze frame,
yes,
you certainly will be able to see us.
It's better than Briscoe County Jr.
And if you have the episode on tape, Robbie was absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Our picture, our 8x10.
Oh, I want to see that, too.
On the piano. It's on, like, for 3 minutes.
Well, that's excellent.
Yeah,
that's
much longer than you or I were actually on that.
See, I just, you know, for my parts, I was looking for my parts, and then I think I turned it on.
I think we promised them an 18 share, and we delivered a 15 share.
Okay, well, right where they normally are.
Yeah, the Regis show had a 28 share.
Oh, my God.
And in the second half hour...
I watched that show last night. That show... Suck.
The second half hour at 8:30, the Regis show went up to a 34 share.
Oh.
How ridiculous is that?
You know, once you have that initial success, then the hype machine takes over, and that's good for a few more weeks.
Right.
The show just doesn't do it for me. I mean, I don't know what.
I told you, I'm over it.
Oh, it's horrible.
I wish we could have beaten him, though.
Yeah.
We could have beaten that tired, puckered, age-spotted ass.
You know, now so arrogant, too. You know, now he's ad-libbing more, and he's just... And I watched it last night, and I watched it for a good long time last night. He is just... Such a dummy.
He thinks he's the show.
Yeah,
exactly. He thinks it's him, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really does.
Mm-hmm.
You could have Michael Gelman host that show, and that show would be number one in the ratings.
You put that up against Jeopardy, I mean, which to me is the ultimate quiz show.
Right.
It doesn't stand up. You know, all this hype and this with the music, you know, $100. $200. You know, what color is next to blue?
Yeah, I did watch it last night, and they did have a guy who was an absolute... moron.
The hockey player.
I don't know if it was the hockey player.
It would have to be the hockey player because the guy
was. It's the guy who struggled with, one of his questions was, how many face cards in a deck?
All
he
right.
struggled with that one to get that one right. Then
right.
they said, what is the number of bill that's come out most recently? 100?
Oh, okay.
1,000? 5,000? 10,000?
Okay.
He got that wrong. He had to use a lifeline on what I thought was a very, very easy question.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was the one I watched was what jazz singer was known as Lady Day?
Oh, right. Yeah, Billie Holiday.
No, okay. I mean, you eliminate.
That's the guy I'm talking about.
Yeah, he goes to a lifeline. Now, I'm sorry, just on pure logic.
That's
even
the
if you
question.
Don't know jazz, Billie Holiday.
Billy.
Remember, Lady Sings the Blues, right?
Billy.
You know, I mean, it was Billy.
Billy.
And he's like, right, blind. It was just, God, he was dumb.
Amazing.
And what did he lose on? He lost on that one.
Yeah. But there was like four or five real softball questions before that one.
I know that Ella Fitzgerald sings jazz, so I'm going to go with her.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Radio God.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. I was just wondering, I saw a quote in the Post this morning from Boomer, and you guys flew to mind. I was wondering if you caught it.
Boomer who?
Esiason?
Esiason.
Well, you know, they call Chris Berman Boomer.
Oh,
and,
true.
Of course, there's always Kim Boomer Anderson.
All right. You got me on that one.
Person on this show.
All right.
It's an article about the abusive fans' behavior. And,
in the Denver game on Monday night?
Yeah, about when Lincoln
when they
Kennedy,
threw the snowball.
Fantastic.
Not good one. All right, it says, former Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Boomer Esiason, now a television announcer, speculated that alcohol and fanatical talk radio shows have exacerbated what has long been a problem, fans losing control.
He blames talk shows?
They blame it on radio.
Radio talk.
Yeah, right.
Don't blame it on the fact that the game was a 9 o'clock kickoff, and it was snowing, so the fans probably started drinking at noon.
Sure. And you know what that is. I mean, I don't know how severely the lady was hurt, and I can't comment on it, but I'll tell you, you know she wasn't. I'm sorry.
Of course not.
I mean, you know, they were throwing snowballs. One player threw a snowball back, and you know the lady probably got brushed with it and went, oh my God, and then took her finger and probably ran it across her forehead.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hey, baby.
What you doing?
Well, we're working on the day before Thanksgiving, and imagine this. Imagine this. Everybody.
I just wanted to call to tell y'all you did an awesome job on King of Queens. We watch you every, we listen to you every day, what we can get. In
very nice.
Working.
That's very sweet.
And we watch King of Queens all the time because of you guys.
Oh. Thank you for patronizing us. For
but I wanted to call
very brief
Don about his surgery. When he woke up, didn't he want to watch? Or is he too much of a baby?
What, honey?
When you had your...
Okay, let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When I woke up, it's not like I woke up from taking a nap, okay? When I woke up, I was still like Elvis, okay? I was all high on goofballs.
Uh-huh.
And I
like
woke
normal,
up...
right?
I woke up for maybe 10 seconds before they put more stuff in my IV.
Hey, can I ask you how come they knocked you out to begin with? Because I had 2 C-sections, and I stayed awake the whole time.
Well, gee, you are much more of a man than me.
Hold on a second. I experienced
no, listen,
hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you, of course you stayed awake. Did you have an epidural?
Yeah. No,
you don't go. You don't get. Yeah, because you might get a spinal block when you're going to have
my hand
surgery.
Surgery.
Moron.
Please.
Well, you know, entertainment.
Well, you know,
value.
No, I don't.
Hunt K. Hunt K. Higby. Hunt K.
Oh, I am.
Excuse me, I had something in my throat.
Excuse Come me. On, now, you Goodbye. Guys just said I was sweet a minute
Yeah, you're
ago.
Sweet. You're sweet, but you're dumb.
Yeah. Goodbye. Hello.
Hello. Right. Dangerous combination. You know right. what? Hey, gentlemen, I alert you to the fact.
I know it's the day before Thanksgiving.
And here I was, totally off guard, thinking that was going to be really a nice call. And then, man, you know, she went down a long highway to figure out a way to bust your balls.
Do you know that I've spoken to 5 people, no less than 5 people here at the station today, who said, hey, what are you guys doing here today?
Ken right. was, you know, I saw Ken and Jeff Hedges on the elevator.
I saw them as I came in.
And I, you know, there they are, you know, all happy. I'm like, what are you doing here? I'm like, okay, fantastic.
And he said that to me. Ken said, what are you doing here? And I said, well, hey, Ken, I'm here. I'm a trooper, even though I had hand surgery. He says, no, I mean, what are you doing here? It's the day before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Like it's some kind of holiday or something.
Well, as I said to you, and when Miss Bobby, the real power... The real power broker of the station
right.
came into our office and said the same thing. I said, that's just something to remember for next year.
Right, right. next year.
Right. Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, baby.
Hey, baby.
You guys doing?
Pardon me?
How are you doing?
Oh, doing great, thank you.
Good. I'm glad to have you guys back. I missed you.
Oh, it's great to be back, and it's great to get another holiday call.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Well, first of all, you mentioned earlier that you thought you promised them an 18. Leah and Kevin, I think it was a 16, but I know you still fell short of that. But that's not why I'm calling.
Don just said we got a 15.
Yeah, it was a 15, and I did promise them an 18 share.
Did you? I thought it was a 16.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm calling to thank you guys for being able to put a face or faces to the thoughts that I have when I make soup.
Wait a minute, I'm thinking now. I think you did promise something like a 16.
I think I promised them an 18.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Well, Rob, will you go back and check the tape?
Sure.
So you mean that... Hold on, I believe this woman's going to tell us that she stirs soup. And when you stir soup, do you think of us?
I usually think of you guys, yeah.
And now I can
think about your faces instead of just you.
Wow, and does it improve or diminish the experience?
It improves.
Fantastic.
It improves.
Really, you must have been watching on a very small screen.
Oh, no. I actually have been listening to you guys for over 10 years. I think it's about 12 years.
Well, this is a good first half of the call. Now we're ready for the other shoe to drop.
No, that's all. I love you guys. And I just wanted to say thank you for brightening my commute on the way home every day.
God, well, thank you, darling. Let's part as friends.
You guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's very nice.
Hey. Okay.
Very kind of her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I want to compliment you on your showing on King of Queens list on Monday night. You did a very good show.
Mike, listen to the kudos.
Oh, yeah.
The huzzas that we are getting.
Oh, you know what? I want to thank my mailman, too, who dropped a note in the mailbox that said he saw us on King of Queens, and I thought it was very cool of him to do
it. Don't forget to light him up at Christmas.
Oh, big time. Big time now. Yeah,
gotta take care of your mailman.
Absolutely. Way to go, mailman. Whatever your name is. I don't know his name. Do you know your mailman's name?
His name is Dan Ryson. No, I don't know. I call him Dan
Ryson.
I know Ryson.
Him to wave at him. I wave at him all the time.
Because my mailman is the splitting image of our engineer, Dan Ryson.
I don't know
his name, though.
I know my mailman real well to wave at, like to acknowledge, and I know my FedEx guy real well to wave and acknowledge. FedEx guy is very cool. He's very funny. He goes everywhere I go, which is a little weird, you know. Hey!
What are you doing now? Shopping? Hey, well, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I made two positive calls on our national television appearance, albeit brief.
Yeah, making me strangely uneasy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Deities.
Hi.
You guys were money on King of Queens. You were fantastic.
That would be true. I appreciate it. But how can we be fantastic when, seriously, we were on for maybe 10 seconds?
Well, let me tell you, and then, Don, if you're interested, we can have a rematch of the football numbers game before the holiday. But let me tell you why you were great. First of all, the football jersey is huge. It's like, here I am. You know, I didn't have any trouble finding you guys. We knew right away.
Terrific move on your part, incidentally.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. The kinds of things we've come to expect from the minds of Don and Mike. And then...
That's brilliant.
That's why, you know, and I learn, especially when it comes to these TV cameos, Don has a sense of how to get noticed, and I learn from you, and that's why when we go back out there, I will be changing my wardrobe and making a modification.
What will he be doing?
Really hunting vest.
Orange
hunting and hat.
And how about shirtless? Shirtless from the hunting vest. or just go like you were on your boat that day.
Yeah, it was just without the shirt and with an orange hat.
Perfect.
That'll be flawless.
Brilliant.
And we had no choice but to see Mike because Larry Romano bumped into him on the way out of the bar, did he not?
No, he did not, but it looked like he did.
It looked like he, I mean... All I saw was you, Mike. I mean...
Well, God bless you.
You were right there.
Thank you. You know, I think we both are maybe being a little hypercritical of the amount of time we got, when, in fact, I think compared to other things like that we've done, we did get more.
Well, I do
time.
Think we got gypped.
Yeah,
okay,
I do, too.
When we made the show...
Screwed.
No, I was happy with it, but when we made the show, when we watched the tape afterwards, when they showed the scene back, it looked like we were going to be on.
There were more establishing shots. The shot when we're sitting there at that table, when we sat down at this location,
we thought we're going to be in this entire 3-minute scene.
And then they decided to, you know, in post production to do the parade of close ups.
And who needs a close up when you have two beautiful men sitting at the table right behind Kevin?
Yeah, show the guys all chatting and show us eating our food we're not supposed to.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Go with your first instinct. Those dicks hosed you.
Yep.
They continually hosed you. They cropped you at every chance. The head kept bopping up in front of you.
Right.
They kept blocking you off.
Right,
They've used you the whole time just for ratings. You boosted their ratings. 5 million listeners. I tune in every night. I couldn't even follow the plot last night because I was just looking for you. They hosed you.
Okay.
Thanks for working today and happy Thanksgiving.
That's a good call.
I like
that call.
Yes. I do. I hate to say that, but I kind of agree.
We can't say that to them, though, because we want to be back.
I know. And it's so petty, though, because everybody around, you know, I'm sure you had the same thing I did. You know, you just want to go, oh, we got screwed. And everybody's going, hey, no, you didn't. Because everybody's like being so, no, we did. We got screwed.
It's just like with my haircut. Everybody say, hey, it doesn't look that bad.
But it's growing back.
Yes, thank God it's growing back rapidly. Hello, Don and Mike. Please turn your radio down.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, please turn it down.
It's growing back.
Hello.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm giving you the instructions 3 times. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, it's Tony from Baltimore.
Yes, Tony.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Let you know, I got tied up in traffic like Mike did. I was kind of like flying home. I decided to get off at Circuit City. And before they realized what I was doing, I had 73 TVs turned on the big screen.
Well, are you fantastic?
That's a good story.
What we did, you were great.
That's fantastic.
Pass that on to them.
All right, thank you.
All right. We'll pass that on to them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what were you all toasting when you tipped glasses during the show?
Now, this I like. This is somebody who really paid attention.
Right.
I didn't think anybody even saw us.
Mike and I were talking about women that we would have oral sex with.
Yes, absolutely. Raising our glass to that. Ay, caramba.
Very good.
Yeah. That's exactly what we were discussing.
Have a great Thanksgiving, guys.
And the women that we were discussing were not beautiful women.
No, they were comedy women.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I just want to say that I really liked the King and Queen show you guys did on Monday. But I agree with that one guy. I was really disappointed that I couldn't see you any better.
Well, you know, join the club, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom wanted to see you guys so bad because she is, like, the biggest Redskins fan, and she just loves you guys.
Yeah, that's a shame. Well, you know, I only wish that Kevin and Leah could hear these comments.
Uh-huh. Well,
we can't grouse.
No, because if we grouse,
we really won't be invited back.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But I was just really hoping we could see you guys a lot better because I think you two guys are just really sexy.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I just love you guys.
We got to work it up with Kevin and Leah. I think they're calling tonight to tell, you know, to be appreciative.
We should be,
you know,
because, I mean, we are extras.
Thank you.
We're window dressing.
But next time,
we must have speaking roles. There must be a part in the plot where we are their favorite disc jock.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
I didn't get to tune in on the first part. Did you guys get the ratings?
The ratings were good, but not what we promised them.
Oh, really?
We had promised them an 18 share, and they came in with a 15 share.
Oh.
Were the ratings higher than they were the previous week?
Yes.
Oh, well, I told everybody to watch, and my mom was watching. She was just kind of disappointed because she didn't get to see you guys, but she loves you no matter what.
Oh, good. Thank you, and thank your mama for us.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mama.
Well, Mike, we're getting nothing but positive reviews.
That's wonderful. Great. Very, very happy. And even the ones that, you know, say we got chipped, I like those calls, too.
Where's the three-picture deal from MGM we've been waiting for?
It's coming.
Remake Three Stooges and Snow White.
I tell you, being an extra, that's tough, though. I mean, especially if you know, and for those regular extras, now I know why they are the way they are.
So bitter?
Yeah, they're just kind of like sour and just, because they know that they're,
right.
You know, all you're going to see is like their belt buckle.
They're crap. Just like we are.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, is this me?
Yes.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Congratulations on the show. Did a great job. Especially Don. I like when you put your two hands up. And you pointed at Mike
when he was walking across.
Yeah, Mike, you guys. I know you were.
Oh no, maybe it's
down.
When you were sitting down. You did that. When you
I
did
believe
that.
So.
Right.
When you did that. And you guys were looking like you were talking. You know, that's the part you were playing, like you were just having a regular conversation in a bar.
Yeah.
And then Mike puts his two hands up and kind of points at Mike. Don puts his two hands up and points at Mike, like.
Right.
And then they caught it right on the camera.
Yeah, they did.
Nice little piece of action.
One of our
great. Like
thank you.
Right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy.
That might have been when Larry Romano was leaning forward.
I was just looking at all the close-ups of those
but
guys.
But you know, leaning forward helped me in the second scene.
Yeah.
If he hadn't leaned forward, then
your face would not have been on in the second scene.
Right. This is so pathetic.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, saw you on the show, man. You guys were awesome.
Well, we're getting nothing but positive reviews, Mike.
You know, my wife and I saw you on the piano right away, and I pointed to it, and she was just laughing her ass off. And then I didn't know that it was you guys that was wearing the Jets outfit, though. And like once I do know now, then I can go back and look at that.
The Jets Halloween costume.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Nice outfit.
You. One more call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
You all were killer.
Killer. Listen, Mike.
That's
to
good.
This.
I love this positive feedback.
You all were killer.
All right, we don't need to grouse as much as I was planning to grouse.
Well, the only question I have for you is I thought you had lost so much weight.
Oh, see, there. Now here
you go.
Here's a typical holiday. I hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
And then late in the day, when you're probably having that last drumstick that's in a shard of bone accidentally dislodges from the turkey, puncturing your esophagus. And, of course, being the fact that everybody's sleeping on the couch, they won't be able to get you to the emergency room on time.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I want to tell you guys, I have been listening to you guys since I was a little kid, and the last time I saw you guys was when you were doing a commercial, I think, for that other radio station, and you guys don't look a day older, and you guys look absolutely awesome.
Listen to this. Look at how many girls want us.
That is so nice. That is so kind of you. I like, and you know, we're getting to that age where we appreciate the youthful comments. I know I do. I feel very good about it.
You might be patronizing us, but it's fine with me.
I am not patronizing you. In fact, last time I saw you guys had those big hairdos, and now looks like you both have the flat tops. Okay, well, Don, not you, but I just thought you guys look really good.
Back in the days when we had those big hairdos, back in the days where Don would have hair like Dear Abby and I would have hair like Ann Landers.
Our girlish bouffant hairdos. You remember we used to refer to our haircuts as girlish bouffant hairdos.
Absolutely.
It was the bouffant keychains that you all were giving out of yourself.
Listen, goodbye, you. Thank you for the call. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Roberto.
After combing the archives, you promised a 9-8-16 share.
Hey,
see, that's better.
Well, you know what? Then that person on the phone was right.
Yeah, I thought so.
That's pretty goddamn close.
That's good, especially if you say it was higher than the week before.
The quote on the tape is a 9-8 and a 16 share is a tall order, but I think we can do it.
A 9-8, 16.
Okay, and we got a 15?
I'll call back and double-check during the commercials.
Good, okay.
Find out exactly what the number was.
All right, that's good. See, I think that looks better for us.
Well, good.
They'll be real happy about that.
Yeah, good. Yeah, give us a goddamn
Didn't
speaking
role. 14 the week before?
I think they had a 13 the week before.
Hey.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Oh, listen, I got one more thing before we get on with the show. Remember the holiday gift that we ordered for Ken Stevens?
Yeah, you have to refresh my memory.
It was just 2 days ago?
Oh, yes.
The tombstone?
Oh, yes.
It's here.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow. It's here. Should I break first? Hey, Charlie Boyle, come here. Should I break before we look at Ken's tombstone? It's too bad that Ken has already left the building.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, we'll have to wait till after his holiday.
Today would be the perfect day to give Ken. And remember, when we called him on Friday, we told him he was getting a trophy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why we needed to have his birthday.
Oh,
and
I
stuff.
Cannot wait oh, to yeah. see this.
Well, I guess it's going to take him a second. Robbie, it's going to take him a second to get it up here?
Speaking on behalf of Charlie, it's just out in the airlock right there, but the thing weighs a ton.
All right, well, then let's do a break.
All right.
And then we'll come back, and we will look at Ken's trophy.
Oh, what a delight.
The tombstone that we've gotten there.
I am so excited to see this.
Now, make a deal, though. No fear going out in the hallway and
I will not.
At it.
Oh, no, I will watch it. My reaction will be in here, because I don't want to spoil that.
Okay, listen, Secret Sound, we are going to give this money away on today's episode.
So does that mean you're going to be offering up more clues?
I have four clues for you right now.
Okay. Ooh.
And if we don't get a winner soon, the clues are going to become very obvious. Clue number one, think home electronics.
Okay.
Clue number two, although it's a common sound, you only probably hear it once every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Clue number three, think labor-saving device. Clue number four, think home entertainment.
All right.
Okay, those are the clues. That is the sound.
Very good.
If you've noodled it through, be the 100th caller right now. Call the Rockhead. He can count to 100.
Yes.
Our telephone number is 1-877-365-3636. Caller 100, you get a shot at $1,000.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
For guys who think those arena concession babes are hot.
What is your reaction to the comment that you are just a flash in the pan? Maybe they're right. Nobody knows. In fact, if I knew, I would be a mastermind. I'm not.
Right. Happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy f***ing Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
If you're listening to us in Sacramento, the station you're listening to right now is KHTK.
Dual Titanic Orbs of Radio Excellence, Don and Mike.
Now listen, today's show is action-packed.
Oh, yes.
We're going to have the frozen turkey bowling out of the lobby.
I'm excited about that.
Give it away a trip to Los Angeles.
Where do you put your fingers?
Nancy will be on the show today.
Ah.
Jim Nance from CBS.
Very good.
Now listen, here's the deal with him.
Yes.
The last time we had him on the show, we bet games. And we bet games for money.
Right.
For charity.
Right.
We lost.
Yes.
And we paid $500 to the Three Amigos charity
mm-hmm.
in Houston, Texas.
Right.
Nancy's coming back on today to pick games.
Okay.
If he does not say our names.
Right.
Tomorrow,
Thanksgiving Day.
On the CBS pregame show.
Right.
That's it. He's dead to us.
Yes, absolutely.
He'll never be on this show again.
Didn't he say he was going to do it last time?
Yeah, he said that just like he said that a million times last year.
He's too petrified. He's too much of a Nancy.
Right, well, we got to get him to do it.
Right.
I mean, we paid $500 to his friggin' charity because we lost the bet.
That's right.
So the very least he could do, if he wants the opportunity to take more of our money today,
mm-hmm.
and we're willing to bet him again, $500 for charity.
Okay.
All we're asking is that tomorrow on that CBS show, he says, hey, and happy Thanksgiving, Don and Mike.
That's right.
How tough is that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the deal we got to make with Jim Nance.
I think that's a good idea.
Sure. Plus, we have a new low-budget Jeopardy for you today.
Good.
And if we have time permitting, Nipple and Anus will call the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yay. Fantastic. That's Al Nipple Victor Anus.
We haven't done that yet today. Oh, yeah, we're ready for that. Yeah, bring it in.
I had to, like, look to the left as I was walking out in the airlock. I saw, like, the outline of it, but I didn't look at the text.
You can't help yourself. You
no, could, I could not.
You know could not just stay in the studio for one commercial break.
No, of course I can. Please. Of course I can. What's wrong?
It's like a kid on Christmas morning.
That's not right.
Well, we're waiting now for the boys to crate in our gift
all right.
to Ken Stevens. I don't know how we got on this topic the other day. I think it was probably when I was wishing him dead.
Right. I think it's really heavy.
And we had a real tombstone made for Ken that we're going to present to him, I guess, on Monday.
Black marble, right, with a
yeah.
cross and the CBS eye in the middle.
We'll take a look at
it now.
Why don't
you guys just move it to the back of the so you don't have to go any further. Just slide it over to the
Yeah, slide it over behind me back here so I can see it.
It is turbo heavy.
It is.
Rob, don't get a hernia.
It is a freaking tombstone. Oh, it's beautiful.
Can you guys slide? All right.
Oh, yeah. Slide it over a little more so Mike can see it. Slide it over just a little bit more so Mike can see it. Right. Turn it around, Robbie. It is, I mean,
It is a friggin' thing of beauty.
Oh, man. Who did it? Who did it? We got to give them their props. That is too hot.
We want to thank the good people. The company is called Go Granite Incorporated.
Fantastic.
In Arlington, Virginia, and they're on the web.
Oh, wow.
At www.gogranite.com.
Man, I wish he was here to see this.
Really it looks good.
Oh, and what is this, Robbie?
I think it's a paperweight for you guys.
Oh, and they made us each a paperweight.
That's
the same
fantastic.
So Donna might kick
out. Journal marker.
Oh, that's great.
And, hold on, what's that?
This
is press release stuff?
Oh, that's great.
Well, hold on, let me see the call here. Hello?
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 Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yes, who's this?
Oh, I want to be the 100 caller.
Well, how did a goddamn guy get put through on the inside line?
Can I be the 100 caller? I know it, man.
How did you get through? How did this happen? This guy's not calling on a hotline.
Who sent you?
Robbie, how did this guy get through on 444?
I have no idea.
Hey, wait, did you call the business line, you idiot?
No.
What did you do? How did you get through?
I called through the 800 number. I'm on a cell phone, though.
No, you're calling on an inside line. I thought you were the guy from the funeral home.
No. I was trying to call to guess the secret sound.
You were trying to call to guess the secret sound, but you're on the business line.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
How did you do that? How did you manage that?
I dialed the 1-877-365-3636.
Well, that is...
That's weird.
I just want to tell you, it's physically impossible that you would call that number.
Weird.
Honestly,
and now look at... Now the other line is ringing. Now the other line, the other inside line is ringing.
Oh, now I'm confused. All right.
Hello? Oh, well, that one just stopped ringing. I'm not sure how a contest player got through on the inside lines. My bet is that we probably have that high school kid working at the front desk today because everybody else has left early for the Thanksgiving holiday.
I don't think anybody's working at the front desk today.
Autopilot.
Well, maybe it just automatically transfers calls back here then. I don't know.
The only thing I could guess is if he was just being a jerk and prowling around inside the voicemail, it's technically possible he could get there, but it would be really hard.
And now
everybody will do it. Thank you, Robbie. Well, we do want to thank the good people at Go Granite.
You were pitching a perfect game, too, Rob. You really were.
I don't know. There's no extension for it, like on the... The guide, you can't find it.
I mean, the reason I took the call was because I was positive when the light went off,
right,
that it was the guy from the funeral parlor.
Who really did an unbelievable,
I mean, this is
better than we could have ever dreamed.
This thing is black marble. It's about a foot and a half tall. It has the Holy Cross.
He's going to love that.
With the CBS logo embossed on top of it. I mean, this thing is a piece of art.
Beautiful. We have to give that to him on the air.
It says, Ken Stevens... Born 1951, died ? And it is a real, honest to God tombstone.
And you know, this doesn't deserve to be in Ken's office. This deserves really to be in the lobby.
I think it shall be where
everybody can see.
Everybody
it, right?
can enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely.
But we got to present it to Ken on Monday.
Oh, it's fantastic.
You know, what we got to do. We got to wrap it up and put a bow on it on Monday.
Oh, absolutely. Say, here's your early Christmas present.
Is that the best thing
that
ever?
That is so well done.
I swear to God,
they did a great job. It's black granite and it's engraved fantastically.
Give them another plug. Go. Granite.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking about dying soon, I'm telling you,
this is the company you
want them to make your headstone.
They are fantastic.
Now, listen, the inside line is ringing again.
All right, let's see what's going on.
Hello?
Hello, hey. I got cut off.
All right, listen, asshole. Do it one more time, and I'm going to give out your phone number on the air.
Do you understand?
One more time.
No, that's all you need to know.
One more time.
Oh, boy.
One more time, and I'm going to put your phone number on the air.
All right.
You got me? One more time. Goodbye.
All right. All right, we got a troublemaker. There's a troublemaker out there.
See, there is a spy amongst us. Because that guy's calling on an inside line. That's nothing with the voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the guy who also knows the answer to the secret sound.
Yeah, very strange.
So there is a spy amongst us.
Right.
Robbie, why don't you star 69 that? Oh, I see it's already being done now.
Ah, excellent.
Don't worry. All right, well, it'll be a pleasure to give out his telephone.
That will be a lot of fun.
But listen, thank you to the good people at Go Granite Incorporated.
They are very nice folks.
For they did a fantastic job on...
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Inspector Gadget...
Now, can we get, when he goes through the little business system, can
that
we
I
get
don't
his
know
number?
If, I don't know if we can. I'm just waiting for Gadget to pick it up. There. Gadget's picked up the number.
Mm-hmm.
Find out who that prick is. I guess he just hung up.
Now we're trying to find his number out.
Yeah, let's get him. Well, happy holidays, everybody.
Get him, boys.
Listen, you're ruining a beautiful moment, whoever you are, you dick.
That's right, and you're not going to win anything.
Ha, 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 ha.
We just had our general manager made with a beautiful tombstone.
Oh, man, just terrific. It really, that is going to be so funny when Ken says, I really think that is so darn funny and so good-looking that that's got to be in a position of posterity.
That thing, that is expensive.
Yeah,
I mean, very
expensive. Oh,
that,
yeah.
That is not a piece of crap. I hope Ken appreciates the quality and workmanship.
Well, you know, the granite, it's made out of granite. The granite alone is expensive.
Hope he appreciates it. All right, listen. Let's go to the phones and get a real, regular caller.
Very good.
Some right-thinking American.
Good idea.
Who has it. But, you know, there is a talker among us.
Yeah.
Because how else would that asshole know to call on an inside line and know what the answer is?
Very interesting. Well, it's been, you got to remember, we've been doing this a long time. A long, long time. So there might be somebody who just couldn't keep it to themselves.
I'm trying to think if I've told anybody else besides you and Rob.
Yeah, I've only told, you know, several guys that I play golf with.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I say that because yesterday, a guy, my friend Greg Hunt, Mike's brother,
right,
was, you know, we were playing golf, and he was, you know, he said, come on, what is it? What is it? What is it? And then the other guy that I was playing with guessed eating an apple, and I was like, well, you're close.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you are really
the 100?
The 100 caller, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What is your name?
Carmen.
Carmen, where are you from?
Pollock Pines.
Where's that, honey?
Oh, it's outside of Sacramento, by Tahoe.
Beautiful. You have won a $50 gift certificate to CDNow.com. Go to the online music store, CDNow.com, to find all the music you're looking for.
All right.
Cool.
Now, the big moment.
Okay.
Have you heard the clues?
Yes, I have.
You know, when that guy gave out the right answer, I deleted that out. That didn't get on the air, right?
Right.
Has anybody double-checked on that?
Did we double-check on that? Did that go over?
Did you hear the answer?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
very good.
You had it? Oh, God.
What? What did she say?
I don't know.
Well, here's the clue. What did you just say?
I said, you had it? You mean you gave it out? I didn't hear it?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, I didn't do it.
A guy called on the inside line.
Right, I heard that. You were...
Whoever this prick is. And he knew the answer, and he said it, and I deleted it out. So as long as that didn't get on the air.
We're rooting for you, though.
Yes, we are.
I'm shaking. Okay.
Now, listen, here are your clues.
Okay.
Think Home Electronics. Although it's a very common sound, you probably only hear it every 6 months. Think labor-saving device. Think home entertainment.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
Oh, I messed it up, but I was gonna...
I'm glad you paid attention to the clues the first time around.
Okay, here's the sound.
Hold on.
Might have gone on request lines on hold.
Yeah, if they were on hold, though.
No, none of these lines were on hold.
Then we're okay.
None of these lines were on hold. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you. Who came up with that? Wendell?
Yeah.
Hey, Wendell. Wendell, come here. Come here, buddy. Hey, do me a real favor. Trace that goddamn call that came in on 444.
I'll do it again.
Okay. Hey, see the prick's calling right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's him right now calling
Pick
right
Wendell.
Now. Wendell's off. Go get him, Wendell.
He's on.
Huzzah. Go get it. Huzzah.
All right.
Okay, there are your clues. Think Home Electronics, although a common sound, you hear it only every 6 months. Think labor-saving device. Think home entertainment. Good luck. Play you the sound. Please don't answer until Mike sings like Hank Hill. You're playing for $1,000 American dollars. Good luck.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is.
All right.
And unless there's a traitor in the ranks,
right,
we will have an actual bona fide winner if you have the correct answer.
Yes. Right off of air.
Yes.
Darn it.
Yes. $1,000. What is that sound?
Is it the sound of closing the little cover when you change the batteries in your remote control?
Would you please repeat that?
You know what I said.
No, repeat it.
Closing a little, sliding a little thing shut when you replace the batteries on your remote control.
I just wanted to repeat. You know something? I wouldn't be nasty if I were you. Were you a little uptight?
Well, I was thinking it was putting, my first thought was, until the last clue, that was taking the knife out of the automatic, those knives that comes with the automatic sharpener every time you slide it in and out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought it was. Until
that was your first one, and of course, twice now.
Shut up for a second.
Twice you've given us the answer, right? That's your final answer.
That's my final answer.
Give it to me one more time, honey.
Closing the little sliding thing on the back of the remote controls and replace the batteries.
That is
correct. You are the winner.
You're kidding.
No. No, you won.
How much did I win? I don't remember what the amount was.
What a dick. $1,000.
How much? A thousand? Oh, good.
Now, can you react for us, please?
Thank you so much.
Are you sure you didn't hear that guy say that?
No, I didn't. Just now when you said, I want to tame, and I'm trying to think of what could do with other than the sharp thing, and I'm looking, and I see my two remote controls for the TV in front of me, and I happen to think of that.
I believe her based on the fact that she was going into this lengthy dissertation, then she got very irritated when we asked her to repeat it.
Well, that is...
Because that's what you do when you taste table.
That, in fact, is it. I have just opened the envelope, secret sound number second, which was born on October 22nd and died on November 24th.
Wow, man.
Is a remote control battery cover snapping shut.
That's right. That is incredible. You have done what no others could do.
I was positive it was a knife sharpener thing. I was so positive until you get that last clue. I'm trying to think, okay, what could it be? What could it be?
Oh, well, you got it.
You got it. Enjoy your $1,000.
Oh, my goodness. And I get the $50 CD thing?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, you do. You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hold the line, please. Hold on a second. Okay.
Beautiful moment.
Yes, she gets it. Yeah.
Happy hour.
How come even... Robbie, I need the train wreck sound effect.
We have continuously, really, we have some of the worst winners in radio on this show.
You know, all we're trying to do is get some drama out of it. Do I get the other thing? She gets the right answer. So all I want to do is kind of stretch it out a little bit.
Right.
To get a promo.
Yeah.
She gets mad. Yeah. Oh, that's it, though. She's the winner.
She is the winner, and God love her.
Congratulations.
Fantastic.
Secret sound number seven is, in fact, a remote control battery cover snapping shut.
And I was thinking when we were giving, letting her know that she won, that if you went back and added up the dollars that were on the line during that secret sound, the money that had been offered.
Oh, my God. Over $100,000.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I offered one guy alone $80,000.
We all remember that day.
Okay. Well, that's it. There's your big wiener.
Wow. Yeah.
And that means we have a new secret sound.
Very cool.
We got, I think, two more secret sounds, and then we're going to move on to our next game.
Excellent.
All right, well, let me see who's on the phone. Hello, Dynamite.
Dynamite, she's pulling your leg, guys.
How is she pulling our leg?
She was being too nervous and too ditzy. She's playing up her stupid role too much. I think she knew the answer, like over the phone or something. She somehow knew the answer.
No, we actually double checked that and no one heard it over the phone.
It's impossible.
Is it possible?
You can't hear audio down the telephone line when the phone is ringing. We had not picked up a line yet and put anybody on hold.
Nobody was waiting on hold, and she was calling just to play the secret sound game.
There would
have been no way that she would have heard that on the phone, so she is 100% legit.
She is. Okay, well, I apologize to her.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for the assistance, though.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
Yes, quick question.
Yes.
I'm calling from Vegas, and my wife and I sat there and waited. They were not, I don't know what show, King of Queens, they showed in the Las Vegas market Monday night, but there was no Don and Mike on any show Monday night here in Las Vegas.
What was the plot of the show?
The plot of the show was...
Here's a challenge.
Was Dennis Socking,
Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis, I'm sorry. James. What's his name? Kevin James.
Dennis James is his father.
I'm sorry. Kevin talking Spence into moving out of his mother's house.
Listen, buddy, you missed it. That was our episode.
It was very brief. As we said, a lot of us ended up on the cutting room floor. But when they're in the bar, the two guys that are sitting in back of them, you can see partially, that's us.
How the heck are we supposed to know it's you if you're always skipping as your back end?
Okay, you weren't just... Okay, listen, old man. You weren't just getting our back end, okay?
How do you know I'm an old man?
Because I can tell you're an old man. Christ, I should have a headstone made for you. Not to mention the fact that we gave out on the air the outfits we would be wearing. I was wearing a New York Jets jersey. Impossible to miss.
Now you're right. Now I must be an old... Dementia must be sitting in.
That's exactly what it is,
because,
sir.
Because my wife did say that there was a guy in the background with a Jets jersey on.
Oh. Right, you're probably incontinent, too.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your turkey shake.
Thank you. Food in the blender.
That's right. This is delicious turkey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Enjoy your turkey.
Hey,
turn your radio down, please.
Who needs to chew the man?
Okay, sorry about that.
Hey, listen.
Poop.
Hold on.
when you call this show, you can't use the F word.
Oh.
The ratio, incidentally, will increase as we get closer to the time when people should be in the bosom of their family.
Right.
This is when most of the a-holes begin to go.
I know.
Happy holidays.
We always get a lot of idiots right before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And right before Thanksgiving.
That's right, because there, you know, there's a level in our society of bitterness.
Now, what were you calling to say without the profanity?
I'm sorry. I was calling to give Don some heck because he had that girl on talking about stirring soup. Here I am sitting in traffic, and I figured, man, that would be the greatest thing to listen to right now.
Do you think that perhaps when we're approaching a holiday, when people think about being with their families, that it might be a time when you would table that chronic thought you have of masturbation?
Listen, please leave the driving to us. Please.
Oh, well, you know, it's a thought that traffic's hell, and I'm just sitting in it.
I know traffic's hell. It took me an hour and 20 minutes to get to goddamn work today. Mm. But I'm sorry that there wasn't a girl masturbating on today's show to make you happy.
Well, damn it, there's got to be some way to make me happy.
Well, you're going to have to do that. Perhaps, why don't you talk to that friend that's using a jackhammer in the background?
No, that's a Harley, man.
Oh, a Harley.
All right,
okay.
Goodbye, please.
Hello, Don is my show.
Hey, what's going on?
I think
hey,
now
buddy.
That we've identified this, really, our holiday shows, our pre-holiday shows, are destined to be classic.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up? Hey, I saw you on the show the other night.
Yeah?
It was great.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
You guys ate and drank professionally.
Well, no. Thank you. Now, that is a wonderful compliment.
Very nice. We're definitely in our defensive crouch, though.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you guys catch C on Letterman last night?
Did you mean what?
What?
See Kathy C on Letterman last night.
Did you catch Kathy C on Letterman last night?
No, I didn't. Yeah. This guy sounds like Norm MacDonald if he was like 12 years old.
Hey, you see Kathy C?
Yeah.
On Letterman last night? Yeah, all right. Well, I'm really excited, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Oh, yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, I gotta admit, first of all, I never watched King of Queens until I heard you all were gonna be on the other night.
Yeah.
So you may have spoken about it before, but the guy Spence on the show, are you aware that he's from the area also?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
right,
he mentioned that, in fact, he's listened to this show. That was on our show, wasn't it?
Yes, he grew up listening to this show.
That's right. Okay, thanks, guys.
Well, you say that's right, but you didn't know that.
Damn it, Christina.
Hello.
Talk to his family.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Hey, did y'all get paid for your performance?
Did we get paid? Yes. And you listen, you're going to laugh. No. Wait till I tell you how much we got paid.
How much?
$38.50.
And do you get your residuals?
That might be an error, incidentally. I believe that what the last person called and said, if we wanted to be technical about it, because of our membership in that
in SAG,
in the Screen Actors Guild, we are not supposed to get standard extra fare. I'm not sure whether that's true or not, but that person that called, it's food for thought.
But either way, it's like it's $200.
Yeah.
It would have been a relatively small amount of money, even if we got paid the regular amount.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. I just came out of the bank and I heard you saying that the there it goes, secret sound number 7. What was the sound? I didn't hear it.
Oh, please.
Please.
Please. Hello, John and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Hard to pay attention to the show when you're off buying stuffing.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Hey, I saw you guys' picture. They had a great shot of your picture on King Queens the other night.
Yes,
and,
they did.
But in the bar, all I saw was a hippo wearing a football jersey and a big-ass pig wearing a sport coat.
And then he hangs up.
Sure.
That's right. Mike, that's why I like to say this.
It's the most wonderful time.
I wasn't wearing a sport coat, you a-hole.
The kids jingle bang and everyone.
You know, when one gets through, he like sends out the mating call for all the others to get through.
Absolutely. You know, these are people, really, what he is going to be doing is on one of those metal TV trays from the 70s. He's going to be enjoying a Swanson slice of turkey breast while he chases it with very inexpensive beer that will explode his liver to huge proportions.
Sounded like so.
Thank you guys for coming into work today. Sorry for the bad phone calls.
I love them, though.
Listen, we couldn't have a show without bad phone calls.
I really do. They're
I'm out west here, and you guys would have pulled in a much bigger rating if it wasn't for that Raider-Bronco game that came on at 6 p.m. out here.
Yeah, that's right.
And but the millionaire wasn't a factor. That didn't come on until after King of Queens. But Raider fan or not, I turned you on at 7 out here.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I forgot that. People had to turn off a damn good football game.
But you
got to
take that into consideration. I think your prediction would have came right out.
Yeah, isn't that cool, though, when you're watching those games? I just love the time of year in football games where you turn on a game and it's snowing.
Absolutely.
It's the coolest thing in the world. It's like the official holiday season has begun.
And before the game, I mean, when I was watching the pregame on ESPN.
Really coming down?
Snowing like crazy. Mm-hmm. As soon as the game started,
they
just had flurries.
That is so cool.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Great appearance on King of Queens.
Oh, please.
But in the background, when you two were talking in the bar, what were you all talking about, or were you talking at all?
Okay, I'm going to make a resolution now. For the rest of today's holiday show, I'm not going to get mad at anybody.
That's a good idea.
But is it too much to ask? We come to work at 3 o'clock every day and start doing a show.
That's right. And we cover a lot of ground in that very first segment. We talk about a lot of things.
Is it too much to ask that you just listen to every second of this show so that I don't have to repeat what the secret sound was
right.
or what were you talking about?
And what our point is, sir, is that question that you're asking, that was answered in great detail in the first segment of the program.
I'm really sorry.
You understand that.
And that is a disservice to those fine, right-thinking Americans who fulfilled their obligation to listen to this show starting at 3 o'clock East Coast, 12 o'clock West Coast.
Right.
Please accept my apology.
I might as well
show back.
Pee in their faces to all of those people.
Right.
Because you know what that says to them?
Mm-hmm.
You're not special.
That's true.
Are you going to accept my apology?
No, because you were here to listen to the whole show today, yet these Johnny-come-latelys were not,
right.
and they're going to get to know the same stuff as you did. What's in it for those people who are really...
You ruined my Thanksgiving.
You said you did not accept his apology, and so you ruined
really
his Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays!
All right, I took your apology. Does it make you feel any better?
Don, you look great in the Jets jersey.
That's right.
Well, your praise is falling on deaf ears.
It's a good time to leave, though. Happy Thanksgiving.
Can I hang up now?
Yes, please.
Love you both.
From Northern California. Just won $1,000.
Yep, $1,000.
Because the secret sound number 7 is the sound of a remote control battery panel being opened.
You might think simple sound, but boy, it was a sound that everybody was trying to get, and finally somebody got it.
Hey, Chuck Broyhill, my computer is not working. So I don't know, is that Nancy on the phone?
No, that's Rudy.
Oh, that's Rudy.
Rudy Marsky.
We're waiting on Nancy?
Yeah.
Well, we wait on Nancy.
Okay.
Why don't you get your voicemail up for me? Why don't you use the hotline, since Nancy will have to be come in on that other line. Oh, it doesn't work that way? I want to play you a funny message that Leah Remedy left for Charlie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's really pissed at him.
She is?
Yeah, because he didn't give her my cell phone number.
Oh, why didn't he do that?
I don't know. She wanted to send me flowers or call me when I was in the hospital.
Oh. I know why he didn't give her your cell phone number.
You told me not to.
Yeah. But it's a funny message.
Were you playing hard to get?
Was I playing hard to get?
By not giving Leah the cell phone number?
No, I put her on hold and told Charlie to give her the number.
Well, he just said he told me not to.
No, I think he was saying that to you.
No, you told me not to because...
Oh, did I really?
Yeah, it won't work in the hospital.
Oh, well, that's why. Because the cell phone wouldn't work in the hospital.
If it did work, you know, you'd...
For help, press...
Kill like 20 people.
Hey, Chuck.
Okay, here we go.
Charlie, when Don comes into work, I'd like you to play this message, which is...
So
you never called me with his phone number, his cell number, his home number, his hospital number, nothing. Knowing that I was concerned about him, he didn't call Michelle and give her the number. And so now, Don's sitting in his hospital bed with his freaking hand all messed up, calling me.
Leah, is you
and I didn't
call
him. You, the producer, didn't give me the freaking numbers. Charlie, you disappoint. And I hope you get this message on Thanksgiving. Because you're sucking right now. You're sucking big time. Okay, next time. I want to send Don something, and what do? You disgrace me. I'm very mad at you, Charlie. And when you leave me a message, please don't leave me a message. A weird message. You know, like, hey, could you call me about the thing? You know, the thing?
I'll explain that to you.
Because then Angelo thinks we got something going, schmucko. And he listens to the message. All right? Bye.
She is a naturally funny person.
Goodbye.
She really is.
She is. She's sweet. I had to delete out when she said, hey, you're bull-assing me. I didn't realize
he's going to think I'm a BS artist.
Yeah, I didn't realize that she used the S word.
Oh, she's funny.
Let me tell you the second part of that message.
Right.
Charlie called Leah over this past weekend.
Right.
To set up, I think, her appearance on this show Monday.
Okay.
So he just left a message on a machine that said, hey, this is Charlie.
Right.
Call me about the thing.
Uh-huh.
Click. Then he called her again later, and he spoke to Leah's mother.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know Broyhill, not the most forthcoming person in the world on a phone conversation.
No, absolutely. Or any type of interpersonal dialogue.
So he said he calls up, and Leah's mom answers the phone, and he doesn't know that it's Leah's mother. She just says, hello, and he goes, is Leah there? And the person goes, no, she's not. Who's calling? He goes, this is Charlie. She says, well, I know all of Leah's friends, and I don't know who you are. He said, well, she knows who I am. Just please tell her that I'm calling. So he hung up.
Oh, God.
And apparently what happens is Angelo, Leah Remedy's boyfriend, he comes home, he presses the answering machine, and there's like five messages from Charlie
saying,
talk to me about the thing.
Because you hate to part with information, don't you? You hate to part with information.
It's hilarious. What do you mean? I swear to God.
It's so funny. That is great.
All right, you got Nancy online?
Yes, I do.
All right, here he is.